Hi, I'm calling. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Oscar from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota News Watch and the Chisholm Center for Democracy to provide accurate public opinion, citizen preference, to better inform policymakers in the state. Are you registered to vote in the Dakota South state?
Yes.
Got it. And what is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
Got it. And there is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that will provide for the regulation of abortion based on the stage of pregnancy. It proposed the following. During the first trimester, it will be prevent the state from regulating abortions. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be responsibly related to the physical health of the mother. And the third one says, during the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it is necessary to preserve the life of health of the pregnant woman according to their physician. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
Support it.
Got it. And another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislative, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, will be on the same primary ballot. At the top two voter generators will advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
I support it.
Got it. And a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will eliminate the state's 4.5 grocery state prohibition, the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption except alcoholic beverage and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota Constitution?
Undecided.
Okay, understood. And will you support or oppose a change in the state law to create a school voucher system which will allow parents to use the state tax dollar designated for their child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school?
Support.
Got it. And now, thinking about candidates running for offices such as a governor, senator, or a state legislator, how does a candidate's support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? Will only vote for a candidate if they support Donald Trump? More likely to support a candidate if they support Trump? Less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump? Will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump? Or support of Trump is not a factor in your decision?
Less likely to support a candidate who supports Trump.
Understood, sir. Now, again, thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, if Donald Trump is convicted of criminal charges, how will that affect your vote regarding candidates that continue to support him? Would you only vote for a candidate if they support Trump? More likely, less likely, or will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump, or support of Trump is not a factor in your decision?
Less likely.
Less likely? Got it. And now we would like to ask you a few questions about the health of the democracy. In general, how confident are you that American election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Got it. And do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election or not?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, understood. And how much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following topics? Election officials in Democratic states, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, or not trust at all?
A great deal of trust.
A great deal, okay. And what about the election officials in Republican states?
A lot of trust.
Now, what about the state elections officials in South Dakota?
A lot of trust.
Okay, and what about the local elections officials in your county?
A lot of trust.
Got it. Right now, I just have at least four more questions, so we are going to be ending up this survey answer. Now, let me ask you, which one of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? American democracy is under attack. American democracy is being tested. Or there is no current threat to American democracy?
American democracy is under threat.
Under threat? Got it. Now, please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree, sir?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, and the next one says, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree? Okay, got it, understood. What is your age?
69.
Okay, and regarding your gender, do you consider yourself a male, female, or something else?
Male.
All right. Sure. That concludes our survey today. Thank you very much for your participation and your time, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.
Thank you very much. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.